Trans tyranny, Christian teacher banned from profession after calling students girls in classroom. By Kurt Sindelka on May 24, 2023. Regulators in Britain have banned a Christian teacher from the profession for life for misgendering a student, in what is believed to be the first case of its kind in the country. The Teaching Regulation Authority, TRA, has ruled that Joshua Sutcliffe, 33, formerly of the Sherwell School at Oxford, should be banned from the teaching profession for failing to use the so-called preferred pronouns of a girl student who identified as a boy, which they claimed amounted to not providing the pupil with dignity and respect. Sutcliffe admitted that there was an instance in which he praised a group of students by saying "well done girls" during a maths lesson, which apparently was enough for a student to feel misgendered. Regulators claimed that it was likely that there were other instances of the teacher not using preferred pronouns. However, Sutcliffe had denied these charges, The Telegraph reported. In addition, the TRA also found the former mathematics teacher guilty of misconduct for expressing his faith-based opposition to gay marriage and for showing students at a different school video with inappropriate comments about the problems of declining masculinity in the modern world. The panel was satisfied that the conduct of Mr. Sutcliffe fell significantly short of the standard of behavior expected of a teacher, the ruling from the regulators stated. The TRA's Alan Merrick, who made the decision to impose the ban on the teacher, said, "In my view, it is necessary to impose a prohibition order in order to maintain public confidence in the profession." The chief executive of the Christian Legal Center, which has supported Mr. Sutcliffe's case, Andrea Williams, said, "This is a tipping point. The government needs to step in and restore some sanity into the teaching profession. Similar action needs to be taken regarding the Teaching Regulation Agency. I'm very concerned by the way regulatory bodies are now punishing Christian teachers simply for stating the truth." The Christian viewpoint on sexual ethics and morality is no longer being tolerated in the classroom, and teachers who openly express it are having their ability to teach removed by the regulatory body. This is serious and sinister. For his part, Mr. Sutcliffe said, "I am devastated by the panel's ruling and will appeal. Based on this ruling, every teacher is at risk if they share their beliefs and views in the classroom. If a teacher had shown or recommended a video from a liberal YouTube platform, would they have been treated as I have? I believe affirming children who is in gender distress in the classroom is psychologically damaging for them. I refuse to go against my conscience and cause a child harm and cannot apologize for that. Indoctrinating children across the country to celebrate and promote pride, to fly the pride flag is celebrated, but if Christian beliefs are raised or expressed in the classroom, you face having your career and life torn apart. I have been bullied and pursued and have had every part of my life scrutinized for expressing my Christian faith and biological truth. As a result of the ruling, Sutcliffe will be banned from teaching in perpetuity. However, he can apply for the ban to be rescinded in 2025. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.